Once upon a time, there was a little boy named Peter who loved the animals of the forest. One morning, he went into the meadow and forgot to close the garden gate. Peter greeted his friend, the bird. "Hi, bird. How are you today?" "Fine, Peter. How are you?" the bird sang. Then Peter saw his friend, the duck. "Quack, quack, quack." "Good morning, Peter," said the duck. "Good morning, duck. I see you're on your way to swim in the pond today." "Oh, yes, it's a lovely day to swim," the duck said as she waddled off towards the pond. Now the bird was upset that the duck hadn't even said hello to him. So the bird flew over to the duck and started to tease her. "You call yourself a bird and you can't even fly." "Well," said the duck, "you call yourself a bird and you can't even swim." The two argued back and forth and back and forth so loudly they didn't even hear the kitty cat creeping up on them. The cat thought, I will catch the duck and the bird today. Peter had been watching and suddenly called, "Look out!" The bird flew high up into the tree and the duck swam to the middle of the pond. Now the cat couldn't catch either of them. Just then, Grandfather came out of the house. "Peter! Peter! I told you always close the garden gate when you go into the meadow. What if the wolf comes out of the forest?" "Oh, Grandfather, I am not afraid of the wolf."
"Well, you should be. It's time for you to come back into the house with me," said Grandfather.
And Peter took his grandfather's hand, who led him back inside. No sooner were they both in the house when Grandfather fell asleep and the wolf came out of the forest. "Who will I catch today?" wondered the wolf while he searched all around. But the bird was perched high in the tree, and the cat had climbed into the tree too, so the wolf couldn't reach either of them. But do you know who wasn't paying any attention? The duck! Sure enough, the wolf crept up to the duck and swallowed her whole. But don't worry, the duck was safe inside the wolf's tummy where she was taking a rest. Peter watched what had happened from the house. He decided he had better catch the wolf before the wolf caught any more of his friends. Peter got a long rope, went back out into the meadow, and climbed up into the tree with his rope. He asked his friend the bird to help. "Would you fly around the wolf's nose and tease him so he doesn't see my rope?" "Sure," said the bird, and the bird fluttered so near the wolf's nose that the wolf tried to catch the bird but couldn't do it. Meanwhile, Peter carefully slipped the rope around the wolf's tail, and now the wolf was caught for good. "I will take the wolf to the zoo where everyone can see him, but he won't be able to catch the animals anymore," thought Peter. Just then, Peter heard the sound of the hunters. "We're looking for the wolf. Where is the wolf? We're looking for the wolf. Where is the wolf?" The hunters had found the wolf's footprints in the forest, and they were tracking him down. "Stop!" yelled Peter. "I already caught the wolf. Please don't hurt him." The hunters couldn't believe that such a young boy had caught the wolf all by himself, with the help of his friend the bird, of course. "Hooray for Peter!" the hunters cheered. "Let's all take the wolf to the zoo," shouted Peter. "We can make a parade." So Peter led the way, followed by the hunters, the bird,
Grandfather and the wolf with the duck still in his tummy. On the way to the zoo, the wolf felt a little sick, and he stopped to have a big burp. Out popped the duck, safe and sound. Everyone was so happy to see the duck again. Even the bird was singing. And that is the story of Peter and the Wolf.